A very good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Wednesday, July 5th, 2017. And this is a Live Talk Diaspora Forum. My name is Chris Gande.
And I'm Jonga Kandemire.
Tonight on Live Talk Diaspora Forum, we are talking about the diaspora vote, which is increasingly looking unlikely for those who live in the diaspora.
Zimbabweans living in the diaspora have, for the past couple of years, been living in the hope that they will be able to cast their ballots from the countries where they are now living. Only members of the diplomatic corps and other government workers are allowed to cast their votes from other countries.
The prospects for the vote looks very dim after the government said it did not have the financial resources to make this vote a reality.
The question now is that other people in the diaspora, is that they have since not been able to vote from the countries where they are they able then to go back home and register to vote?
To join our discussion, phone us directly at 001-202-619-2077 and we'll call you right back.
Live Talk goes out to Zimbabwe on our 909 medium wave frequency and on 13860 kHz shortwave Monday through Friday at 8 p.m.
Yebo kambe zulukandaba mthwakazi omuhle siyadibana njalo kuhlelo Live Talk Diaspora Forum slapho ke esixoxa ngendaba eziphathelane lezizalwane zeZimbabwe esihlala kwamanye amazwe. Lamhlanje ke siphatha udaba lwabahlala kwamanye amazwe ukuthi njengoba bengasenelisi ukuvota kumnyaka ngomnyaka ozayo kukhetho lokudinga umongameli, amalunga edale ephalamende lamakhansila, bazathini ke ngoba isikhathi sonke lesesedluleyo bebelokhu belethemba lokubana uhulumende uzabavumela ukuthi benze njengamanye amazwe athi wona nxa ulapho ohlala khona uyayenelisa ukuthi uvote, uvotele umongameli kumbe amanye amalunga kumbe iziphathamandla zikahulumende lamakhansil. Kodwa uhulumende weZimbabwe uthi hashi lokho akusozokwenzakale ngoba kalayo imali yokuthi lolu hlelo lufezeke. Jonga.
Awongu vatereri nevatariri nasi tirukurukura nenyaya yekuvota musarudzo dza 2018 dzinove dziri kutariswa kuitwa gore rinouya. Hatisati takuziva hedu kuti date riripo, hapasati paiswa date, asi vamwe vari kutarisira kuti pakati paAugust naSeptember ipapo pane pachiitwa sarudzo. Asi mubvunzo mukuru ndiwe kuti vana veZimbabwe vari kunze vanga vaine tarisiro yekuti vanogona kuvhota vari munyika dzavari vachabudirira here? Takanzwa Zeki ichizivisa kuti haina mari yekuti inge ichikwanisa kuita izvozvo, kuchiitawo vamwe vari kuti aiwa bumbiro remitemo rinobvumidza kuti vana veZimbabwe vanga vachivhota vari munyika dzavari. Asi mitemo haisati yavandudzwa kana kubatanidzwa yavari kuti alignment, vamwe vanenge vachipawo pfungwa idzo dzine maonero. Vamwe vachiti aiwa kana zvikava zvaramba hapana dambudziko, vanokwanisa kudzokera kumusha todzokera tononyoresa kuvhota, kana kuti modzokera mononyoresa kuvhota, nguva yesarudzo moita zvimwe chete modzokera kumusha monovhota. Ndo nyaya iripo yatoda kuti kurukure tinzwewo pfungwa dzenyu kuti zvinoita sei mukuona kwenyu pane pari kurasiswa kana pari kupotswa neZimbabwe Electoral Commission. Asi takambonzwa mazuva apera sangano renera kana tumubatanidzwa wenera weNational Electoral Reform Agenda uchiti kana Zeki yakanga isina kupamukana iwoyo kuvana veZimbabwe vari kunze kwenyika kuti vavhote vari munyika dzavari yaizenge ichieniswa kumatare edzimhosva. Tinonzwa kuti mangwana kune musangano uchaitwa pakati pevanyori vakuru kana masecretary general emapato matatu ane nhengo dziri muparamende anoti ZANU-PF, MDC neMDCT vari kutariswa kusangana neZeki. Nyaya iyoyo yediaspora vote tinonzwa kuti ndezvimwe zvezvinhu zviri kutariswa kunge zvichikurukurwa pamusangano iwoyo. Zvinozobuda mumusangano imomo ndozvichazopa kuti nera yotora matanho api pamwe nemamwe masangano ari kukurudzira kuti vana veZimbabwe vavote vari kwavari. Asi nhasi mukana ndewenyu, mbotipaiwo pfungwa dzenyu tikurukure nyaya iyi. Chris.
Yebo Jonga, siyabona ubana kusasa ke kulo mhlangano omkhulu, umhlangano oqakathekileyo wabo siba lokukhulu bama bandla amathathu njengokuthoka jonga ele MDCT lele MDC elikhokhelwa ngumnumzana Welshman Ncube le Zanu PF bazahlangana ke behlaziya okunengeneng okunye okumqoka abakhuluma ngakho ludaba lona lolo siluphatha ke lamhlanje udaba lokubana abantwana beZimbabwe abahlala kwamazweni achiyeneyo bazavunyelwa na ukuthi bavote besemazweni wona lawo okubusho ukubana kusukusela kusasa kusiba kusihlwa nje siyaba sesikwazi ukubana umhlanganiso yenera umanyano yenera uzathatha nalo ludaba uluse emthethwandaba njengokutsho kwabo babethi bona nxa abantwana beZimbabwe bengavunyelwanga abahlala phandle kwelizwe bengavunyelwanga ukuvota bazathatha ke lolu daba baluse emthethwandaba.
What we are just saying is that three political parties, ZANU-PF, MDC, and MDCT, are expected to meet with ZEC tomorrow. I think it will be a mission to update the political parties that is on the ZEC's part, to update the three political parties about the preparations on 2018 elections with regards to the BVR registrations and the issue of diaspora vote. And we understand it is going to be discussed there at the meeting. Many people may wonder why only three political parties are meeting with ZEC. The answer we got is that ZEC invited these three parties because they have members in parliament. Zimbabwe has more than 60 political parties, and out of those 60-something, only three are going to meet with ZEC. And that's part of the process that I think they agreed on. Those with members of parliament, have the privilege to attend such meetings, Chris.
Yebo Jonga, sesilo umhlonitshwa wokuqala umnumzana Dan Moyo. UDan Moyo ke liyamazi engumhla emgcini sihlalo webandla le MDCT ngapha emazweni eMelika. Uyingxenye njalo singathi thina uyisiphathamandla senhlanganiso yeZimbabwe Diaspora Vote Campaign. Siyakwamukela kuhlelo.
Ngiyabonga mnumzana.
Ye ungasitshela nje ngamafichane ukuthi udaba lolu lokuvota le vote campaign kakhulu sikhangele lona lolu olwa diaspora kukhanya ke uhulumende sithi hayi akusozokwenzakala nxa uphandle kwelizwe awusozivote lina lithi
ye thina siya complain ngakho lokho ngoba i constitution yethu iyavumela ukuthi zonke izizalwane zeZimbabwe zilelungelo lokuvota whether ziseZimbabwe noma zingaphandle. Iqiniso yilo lelo nje lokuthi iZANU-PF iyesaba ukuthi ivumele abantu abangaphandle ukuthi bavote, ngoba ma ubheka ama-numbers ethu thina siconstitute almost 5 million of izizalwane zeZimbabwe, whereas abavotayo khona ekhaya abarejistayo masibheka ama-election adlulileyo the number on between 2 to 3 million. So thina were literally double in number yabantu abasekhaya abavotayo, and izani yazi ukuthi utsize sibe ngaphandle nje kungesizathu sayo ngokwehluleka ukubusa ilizwe ngendlela ilizwe kumele libuse ngakhona. And ngakho bayazi ukuthi uma singavota thina singaphandle, that means it's one way ticket for them. So they will do you noma yini abangayenza ukuthi basivimbele ukuthi singavoti, even though it's against the constitution of Zimbabwe. So thina esizokwenza ukuthi sizokontinue, sizoqhubeka siyilwise indaba le ye-diaspora vote, even if it means ukuthi siyifikise ku-constitutional court eZimbabwe. As long as siyilwile, abantu babone ukuthi siyilwa based on i-reality yokuthi i-constitution iyasivumela ukuthi sibe lelungelo lokuvota.
Jonga.
Chris, before I throw a question to Mr. Moyo, maybe I can just take this opportunity to remind our listeners that we were expecting Mr. Douglas Mwanzora, who is the MDCT Secretary General, and also that's Honorable Psychology Maziwisa, is the ZANU-PF Member of Parliament for Highfield West, We hope we'll get them to this program depending on the performances of our telephone lines. But Mr. Moyo, many people are saying, people in the diaspora, you may count 2-3 million, but how are you sure that all these people are going to vote? Because some people don't even want to participate in anything that is that has to do with Zimbabwe.
Well, that's a misnomer to say that Zimbabwean citizens do not want to participate in the voting in the election of their leaders at home. Yes, there is apathy based on the fact that the system is rigged to start off with in Zimbabwe, and we've been fighting for electoral reforms for a very long time. So when you look at it from that perspective, yes, you see the kind of apathy that we're experiencing, where people are saying, you know what, me and that country, I don't think, you know, there's any link or need for me. But at the end of the day, people here are constantly, when they engage in conversations, are asked, where do you come from? And they always have to revert back to saying, I'm Zimbabwean. So you cannot, on one end, still call yourself Zimbabwean, and then on the other, sit back and watch when your own country is being destroyed the way Zimbabwe has been. So I think the majority of Zimbabweans, given the opportunity, are going to vote.
Mm. Thank you so much, Mr. Moyo. Please do stay on the line. Chris, we are joined now by MDCT Secretary General, Mr. Douglas Mwanzora. Welcome to our program, Mr. Mwanzora.
Thank you so much. Thank you for inviting me to this program.
You are welcome. I think the first question people want to know is, what's your position as MDCT and also NERA on the diaspora vote, considering the latest that it seems like there's no hope for Zimbabweans in the diaspora to vote from wherever they are based?
Ever since its formation, the MDC has been for the diaspora vote. And after its formation, many years after its formation, when it took part in the constitution-making process, one of the key demands was the complete enfranchisement of all Zimbabwean people, including the Zimbabweans in the diaspora. That is why the constitutional provision says every Zimbabwean has the right to vote. It does not say every Zimbabwean in Nyanga, every Zimbabwean in Plumtree, every Zimbabwean in Cholocho. It says every Zimbabwean has the right to vote. This includes the Zimbabweans in the diaspora. So Zimbabweans in the diaspora have the right to vote. And there are quite a few justifications for this proposition. The first one is that they are Zimbabweans, and Zimbabweans citizens don't lose their rights because of the where they are in the world. That's number one. That's then number two, they have a vested interest in the future of their country, either as voters or people who make decisions or as people who want to be voted for. The fact that they may be staying in England or in South Africa does not mean that they want to permanently stay there. They want to come home. They want to influence decisions. This is their motherland or fatherland, whichever you want to take it. So we are for the diaspora vote. When we formed the National Electoral Reform Agenda, we embarked on electoral reforms. One of the demands for the electoral reform was the diaspora vote. We demonstrated for it. We were arrested for it. And we are not about to give it up.
Hmm. Thank you so much, Mr. Mwanzora. Chris.
Yes, let's go back to Mr. Moyo. Mr. Moyo, you are planning to take this matter further to the courts if the stalemate remains. So is this action separate from the NERA one, which we understand they are also contemplating?
No, it's one and the same. You must understand that S.G. Mwanzora here and I are fighting on the same corner. So it is the same pressure that we are putting, that NERA is pushing. It is the same one and the same agenda. As Imonzora stated, it's been always our policy as MDC that every Zimbabwean has a right to vote. We fought for that in the new constitution, and we made sure that it is there in the new constitution in black and white, guaranteeing all Zimbabweans, regardless of abroad, the right to vote. It's just a simple mechanics of ZANU-PF using whatever means it has in its position to block us from voting because they know what the outcome is going to be outright. It's in fact, us even asking them to consider diaspora voting is like asking Turkey to vote for Thanksgiving. Turkey will never vote for Thanksgiving because that's its demise, and that's exactly where ZANU-PF finds itself in at this moment.
Okay, thank you so much. We have a caller, Jonga.
Tine muteereri wekutanga vaAlexander Mate Makadi.
Mr. Jonga and company.
Aiwa, isikuno tinofara, tinotenda zvikuru kuti munokwanisa kukuluma nokutaura nokuita speak at the same time.
Nyakuluma ndinotaura nikamba ndinoleveleka. I speak a lot of language.
Munoreveleka chishovoni.
Ndoreveleka chinambia, ndoreveleka chinyanja, ndoreveleka zvishovo zvinji stereki pandiri opa.
Ndokukomborerwa kauko saka aiwa nhasi taita rombo rakanaka. Tinechida kunzwa kuti muchatibatsirawo kusvitsa shoko kune vamwe vanokwanisa kunge vachiteerera nekunzwa ndimi dzamunenge muchitaura. Asi ndotanga hangu nerurimi rweshona kuti mumbotipawo zvamuri kuda kupakura.
Okay. Isusu tiri veNamibia Diaspora Movement, which we have just launched in Namibia. I'm actually a registered general nurse by profession. What was saying, I've been listening to the contributors to this program. We are saying we, as the Namibia Diaspora Movement, we will choose our own candidate 3 months before elections. Because the issue is, says, let's not ignore the fact that Zimbabweans in the diaspora also wish for the good, for the best of their country, and they want to be incorporated into the post-2018 election government which will be ushered in. Whether it is ZANU-PF, whether it is MDCT, whether it is MDCM, we will choose a candidate to support in terms of policy and in terms of policies or what could I say, programs which will they bring to the electorate. We believe that this will usher in all other diasporans to be quite sensitive to post-2018 Zimbabwean government. Because what we're saying is we want policies which resonate with the people. We want policies which will bring development to Zimbabwe. We want an investor-friendly post-2018 Zimbabwe. We believe diasporans can also contribute their monies financially to bring in new businesses and stimulate the economy, because the coming in of a new government will not automatically mean that Zimbabwe will be up somewhere economically, but there are certain steps and measures which should be taken, and so we also want to be incorporated into the system, but we want to be independent. And so we ask every Zimbabwean to be independent, to try and consider policies which politicians bring to them, and then have their own voices to speak, so to say, and contribute whatever they want to contribute in the 2018 Zimbabwe. Because I think diasporans are being ignored. They are also being separated to a certain extent. Yet they also want to participate in this election, to participate in the post-2018 Zimbabwe, because we believe the future is positive.
Mm. Yes, Mr. Mate, did I hear you right? Did you say that you are going to come up with a candidate?
Andina kudeiro, sorry, hangu anozotaura neshona sezvamama taura. Isusu tiri kuti it's not like we as a movement will bring up a candidate as a political movement. No. This is not where we are starting from. Mm-hmm. Because we are in the diaspora. So we want to stimulate we want to contribute, of course, so to say, in the political 2018 post-election Zimbabwe, which I'm talking about. We want to contribute so much in whatever government policies are brought in by this specific man who wants to be the president, be it Nkosana Moyo, be it Morgan Tsvangirai, be it Robert Mugabe.
Saka muri kuti munozozivisa kuti muna kuti mudze nhengo dzenyu kuti ngatitsigirei nhingi kwasara mwedzi mitatu kana mina kuti sarudzo dziitwe.
Ehe, ndo zvatiri kuda kuita izvozvo. We are not be atisi kuda asifunu kuti tisifutwe. Hai, njalo lingasi kalali musutulekerere kuti tugare tuliyo kuno kuti tugare tukatora kuno tutakwe chintu chakuti tambe what to contribute be it, because you see the issue is some diasporans have got monies financially, eh? They've got monies financially. They would want to contribute into the new Zimbabwe, because we are positive as concerning Zimbabwe. Zimbabwe can turn around in any minute, but we are saying it will be gradual.
Mm-hmm.
And if it's gradual, the people who want to contribute should contribute. And the Constitution allows us to vote. It allows us. So that's not an issue which we believe it can be a problem that the diasporans should vote. I don't think that is an issue which we can be worried about. We'll have to talk about it, but eventually we know that that policy is going to sell through. ZANU-PF understands it. ZANU-PF knows that what the Constitution says. If they are saying they have no money, there are measures which can be taken. And they are also expecting the electorate, which is in the diaspora, to come up with those measures to assist ZANU-PF. So we are for that which will make us contribute to this 2018 election.
Maybe we can give an opportunity to Mr. Mwanzora if he has anything to say about what you are saying.
Okay.
We have lost Mr. Mwanzora, but we are trying to reconnect with him. But Mr. Moyo, you heard what he is saying. Do you agree with Mr. Mati?
Well, definitely. I think it's in every Zimbabwean who's in the diaspora's interest to participate in the political dispensation in our country. We need to understand that most of us are not outside Zimbabwe because we just wanted to, we wanted to experiment how it's like to live in other countries. We would still want to visit and be visitors in other countries, but really our we would want to be at home and see the development of Zimbabwe succeed. But we cannot. We are being stifled because of the regime that's in place right now. And so for the regime to deny us even that right to vote, simply because they are scared that they will be voted out of power, is by itself a violation of our fundamental human right. And we are saying that, you know what, it's not about money. Because look, the United Nations Development Program have said before, I mean, as Zimbabwe Diaspora Vote Campaign, we have approached them, we have written to them numerous occasions, and they've said, listen, we are willing to finance your people to vote outside of Zimbabwe. It's not going to cost ZANU-PF a penny, but we know the reason why ZANU-PF does not want that to happen. Because, like I said, it is like them voting themselves out of power, because they will know that the overwhelming majority of Zimbabweans in the diaspora are anti-ZANU-PF because of its failures.
Thank you so much, Mr. Moyo. Maybe, Chris, you can hear from Martin, from Mr. Martin Sindebele.
Hey, bye, Martin. Mate?
Yes, sir. I can hear you.
Mwati mova po ni kushamu?
Ndova, inini I'm from Wange.
I'm yes, also I'm from Wange. That's why I'm asking. Amu, yote ndikumumubuza nechi nambi ya uti mova kupi kusha.
Kusha. Kusha ndova kukasivu.
Oh.
For now, Hamid Kasivo.
Okay. Yeah, now, did you hear what Mr. Moyo said, right?
Yes, the one who are speaking right now, is it?
Yes, yes.
Yes.
Okay. So thank you so much for your contribution.
Okay. You see, with Mr. Moyo, if you may give me time, Yes, I don't think that everyone is anti-ZANU-PF. I don't mean to say I support ZANU-PF, Because he is saying that ZANU-PF knows that it will vote itself out of power when the diasporans vote. Because one caller even said that the diasporans constitute a greater percentage of the electorate, which is a fact, according to me. You know, so if the diasporans participate in the election, those who want to vote for ZANU-PF will vote for ZANU-PF. Those who want to vote for MDCT will vote for MDCT. If it's a coalition of political parties, they will vote for that coalition. So let us approach Zimbabwe with a widened mind, so to say. Because if we have a widened mind, then we will be for development. Let us not be hoodwinked by politicians who will say appetizing words, so to say, to us. And then we just vote them into power. We want development. We've come at a point where we're saying what we need is development. What we need are developmental policies, those that will inject the much-needed foreign currency. You know what I'm saying? We have to incorporate quite a number of things.
I do understand. Thank you so much for your contribution. We have other callers waiting to use the same line. Thank you so much.
Okay, thank you.
Okay.
Chris,
I think he was straightforward. Yeah, but what I wanted to find out from Mr. Mwanzora. Mr. Mwanzora, you're back, right?
Thank you, I'm back.
Yes, you know, there have been questions raised about the diaspora vote, that if... maybe by any chance ZANU-PF says, well, let's do it, there are chances that rigging might be very high on the agenda. What do you think?
Well, I don't think so. I don't think so, because a diaspora vote is not happening for the first time. I mean, it will not be happening in Zimbabwe only. We do not need to invent the wheel. What we simply have to then invest in is to make sure that people in the diaspora register to vote from wherever they are. It's easy to verify whether they are Zimbabwean or not, because the data is there. They've got their IDs, they've got their passports, or other authentication documents. So all that needs to be done, instead of disenfranchising people, is to make sure that we put the security mechanisms in place. In fact, what we have done as the MDC is to spoil a paper on how to make the diaspora vote safe. A few guys who are stationed in London helped us put this paper together on how we can make the vote secure. Because we cannot say as a country that in one breath we want to follow the ideals of the liberation struggle when they favor us and we don't want to follow others. When people went to the War of Liberation, they went, among other things, for their land. That's number one. And ZANU-PF has spoken about it. But they also went for the one man, one vote, or what they used to call universal adult suffrage. This is something that they put to the end of the spectrum.
Hello, Mr. Mwanzora? I think he's dropped. Yeah, so you can pick it up, Mr. Moyo, on the vote rigging and the diaspora vote.
Definitely. That is just a mere red herring from ZANU-PF. We know the reason why they don't want us to vote. This issue of people raising rigging in the diaspora. It's neither here nor there, to be honest with you. There are so many countries, like what Monzora was saying, we're not reinventing the wheel. There are so many countries, right? Even Rwanda has a diaspora vote. Even all our neighbors in Southern Africa, they talk of South Africa, Mozambique, Botswana, they have a diaspora vote right here. Their members vote from here. You cannot tell me that Zimbabwe is an exception, that out of all these other countries that are able to conduct a free and fair diaspora vote, that we are the only ones that is going to be rigging. This is just a smokescreen by ZANU-PF, because one, they know that that will probably be the most legit vote, even better than the one they are conducting with ZTC back home. And that is their fear. Their fear is they do not want to see a legitimate vote, because that vote is a vote for them out of power.
Yeah, quite interesting. Jonga, yeah, you have a listener?
Yeah, tina mkoma Sekai Gombe, we sangano re Zimbabwe, political victims of Zimbabwe Political Victims Foundation Trust. Magadi mkoma Gombe. Nare yawe inenge yawe aduona zakare. Tichiri kuweza zakare kutitibate Honorable Psychology Mazivisa. Weza anu PF wachimirira Highfield West mdare paramende asi nare zinenge ziri kunetsa. Sezva muri kungonzwawo pano tatorasikirwa nevatati tichida kutaura navo mukoma Sekai Gombe. Tinoimba kuti tichavabata asi vamonzora zvakare nare yavo iri kunetsa. Tombonzwa zvakare kuna vamoyo nechikaranga. Vamoyo, nyaya iri kutaurwa nevamwe vari kuti hazvirevi kuti kana pakanzi paita diaspora vote vanhu vese vachange vachivhotera bato re kana mapato anopikisa. ZANU-PF inogona kunge ichiwana mavhoti imomo, zvataurwa navamate vatataura navo vatsigira nyaya iyoyo. Sei imi muri kunyanya kurudzira kuti munge muchikwanisa kuvhota vanhu vari kunze vavhote, ipo painewo mukana wokuti aiwa munogona kuti muvhote vari kunze asi mavhoti mazhinji kuenda kuZANU-PF?
Vakuru, nyaya iripo panapa ndeyekuti isu tiri kuti majority yevanhu vari kunze vanhu vakatiza nhamo kumusha uku, vanhu vakatiza ZANU iyoyo yatiri kutaura kuti vave kunze, vashoma chaizvo vatingati vari kunze vari kufarira zviri kuitiwa neZANU-PF. Vashoma chaizvo zvokuti ZANU-PF inotoziziva izvozvo. Ndosaka ZANU-PF icharamba ichiramba kuti tivhote, because inotoziva kuti haina vanhu kunze, because vanhu vakatiza nhamo yavo. Tese tiri kuno kune nhamo yavo. Tine vanhu vari kushanda kugeza machembere muno nenyaya yenhamo yakatangwa neZANU-PF. Tine mafamilies akadistroika, akaseparatika. Murume akabva achiti rika ndinotsvagawo tingafenge zvari, nanhasi haana kudzokera kumusha uku. Famili yake yadistroyiwa. Vanhu vakadaro vakawanda, tinogona kupai mastories akawanda atinonzwa everyday nevanhu vanouya kunokoku vachinetseka, vanhu vachitsvaga zvemapepa kuti vagare kunoku vaone mabasa. Ukavabvunza kuti chikonzero chii, vanokuudza kuti inhamo yatakapinzwa neZANU-PF. Saka kuti ZANU-PF kudze vanhu nhema dzekuti hanesi tinavo vanhu ikoko vachativhotera, kungotaura zvaitaurwa naMisamate zviya, idiplomasi. Kungoti you know what, regai titaure like that so that naiyo ZANU iwane chimukana wekuti okay, handei nayo diaspora vote in the hope that maybe vachanhongawo tumavhotso. But kuti vangaiwine diaspora vote, ndinobheja ini namai wangu chaivo.
Kunonzi kupika mapika kuti hazvife zvakaitika izvozvo. Rambai nyimuri parunhare vamoyo. Tina Dr. Ricky Mukonza, vanoongorora zvematongerwo enyika vachidzidzisa paTshwane University of Technology kuSouth Africa uku. Makadi Dr. Mukonza?
Ndinofara makadiwo imi vakandemiri nevateereri venyu.
Aiwa, tinoimba kuti vateereri vapenyu sezvatiri kungoshuvirawo kune vanhu vese. Nyaya tiri kukurukura ndiyo yediaspora vote. Imi muri muSouth Africa munove mune zvizvarwa zveZimbabwe zvakawanda zviri kunze kwenyika, zvizhinji zviri muSouth Africa. muri kumboitawo here nguva yekusangana navo vana veZimbabwe pavanenge vakaungana vachitaurawo pamusoro pediaspora vote vari kuti
maita ejo academy hongu nyaya yediaspora vote inyaya yandinonzwa chaizvo kuvana vazhinji veZimbabwe vari muno muSouth Africa vandinosangana navo. Vana veZimbabwe vane chishuo chekuti vodai vawanawo chekuita mune zvematongerwo enyika yavo. Asi chinonyanetsa semamiriro akaita zvino iye zvinezvi ndechekuti kuti unzi wagona kuvhota unofanira ngo wadzokera kumusha wanorejista chekutanga kuconstituents kwako. Pane zvinodikanwa ikoko, wozodzokerazve kunovhota. Saka vana veZimbabwe chichemo chavanga vainacho mandinotenderawo vanoti dai zvava zvagoneka kuti aiwa dai tangotenderwa kuti tigone kuvhota tiri kuno kwatiri zvaitibatsirawo. Ichocho ndo chichemo chikuru chine vana vari kuno kuSouth Africa kuti adai diaspora vhoti yangotenderwa vagona kuvhotawo kunyange vari kuno kuno kwavari kumarimuka.
But do you think that the reasons that Zek is giving that he does not have money are valid?
I don't think the reasons that have been given by Zek are valid, because we know for sure that democracy doesn't come cheap. If Zek really wanted to make diaspora votes be realized, it was going to make it possible. The reasons that it is giving are just films, excuses. I think there are real reasons behind why it is not making diaspora vote a reality, not the ones that they are giving.
Thank you so much, Gandhi.
Yes, back to Mr. Moyo. In the event that the diaspora does not or is not allowed to cast their votes, what are you as a movement going to do? I mean, is there any encouragement or influence that you have over people who are voting in Zimbabwe?
Oh, yeah, most certainly. Because the same reasons that we demand a diaspora vote here, the same reasons back home that they are demanding electoral reforms, because it has been clear in the past elections that those elections did not reflect the will of the people on the ground. And we have, it's a fundamental problem that we have ZANU-PF controlling the whole process from registration to voting to counting of the votes and to announcing the results. That whole electoral process should be handled by an independent body, and we do not have confidence that ZEC is an independent body. That is why our people are marching on the streets, are being beaten and harassed and tear gassed by the police, because they are standing up to demand a credible process that will assure that whoever emerges as the leader is a legitimate leader that is going to be recognized by our neighbors, by the continent, and by the international community, so that business can start in Zimbabwe. There can be foreign direct investment, and we can start rebuilding Zimbabwe. We cannot continue on this path in perpetuity where we have ZANU-PF holding on to power by whatever means, even if it means destroying the whole nation. So we will continue this fight. We will continue encouraging, we will continue sponsoring activities on the ground at home that call for that democratic change, that call for those electoral reforms that are going to guarantee the people's vote.
Okay, thank you so much. Keep holding. Silomlaleli lapha umnumzana Nkomo. Nkomo kunjani?
Ngiyaphila kunjani?
Yes, siyaphila. Ungapi kwe South Africa?
Ngisejoburg.
Oh, eJoburg.
Yeah.
Ah, okay. Ungasiphathisa kuhle.
Yabona thina singaphandle ukuthi asizange samelwa properly or asirepresentwa kahle. Ngabe nxa izani yayisala ukuthi sibotele ngapha. Ngabe bani negotiate ukuthi sivotele kuma border post khona petuzani. Sithi iphomba ukuthi nje 1 kilometers away from i-border ye-South Africa, i-border ye-Botswana, i-border ye-Zambia, i-border ye-Mozambique. Besifakele within inside sivote siphenduke sibuye ngoba ngopho kungcolile akuhlaleki. Then okunye baba. Kunzima ukuthi sizovota lapho izanwa ngethi ivume. Ethi this state, mark my way. Kule ndaba eziningi ezichaya izanu inside ngaphakathi ukuthi if they lose abayana and ama-political parties wonke eZimbabwe mark this way, if zingahlangananga zonke i-MDC yekele ukuba special ekaTsvangirai, i-MDC ekaWishman Ncube iyekele ukuba special, iyekele ukubambala lama-party wonke lawa, izanu iyabuyela you like it or not. And ungakhohlwa ukuthi ngo-2000 iqalisa ukuvota kwakungalamanye amaphathi. Yehluleka ukungena okwesi-2 kwaba yi-same story. Yehluleka ukungena ngo-2013 i-election yokugcina kwaba worse amaphathi semaningi. Ngicela next time onke amaphathi laseZimbabwe uwafake lapho. Ke sibabuze imibuzo okwenza bengahlangani bonke. Beyekele ukuba special ukuthi kufanele abantu abaningi kuthiwa umlindi omningi awuhlala amagondwana. Beyekele ukuba special ukuthi abantu abaningi akuseze kusisize uMorgan uyehlulekile eyedwa. Right now simelwe nguMorgan ama-MPs lawezanu lawaWestman Ncube bonke in brackets. Kufuze ngikhulume radically the 100% useless ezigabeni zakithi abasincedi ngalutho. Angeke siyevota futhi abantu abangapha, abantu bethu abaningi abala ma-IDs. Ngabe lo mphokothi ufake etholojo kufuzele inanzele ukuthi uzothathisa abantwana bakhe bodwa yini. Akulabanye abantwana azabadobha kwamanye ama-province bezothatha izithupha lapho bese bevota as if ngabe etholojo. If bebe-serious ngabe babezofaka okuyithupha kolobo along ama-borders lapho kula bantwana abaningi ngapha phandle abangalama-ID abazala abaphuma ekhaya lapho ebabayekela umgabe ebulala abantu ngegugurawundi okwenza esabo ukuphuma esikundleni ngoba indaba le ayikalungiswa lalamhlanje. Then mese ngijampa mbijana ngingena etsholotsho kuloku ngopitise okokwethusela abantu bakithi ukuthi bona bengathendi ama-meeting ezaphu. Izanu itable alo abantu ngo-1983 bekufaka imisila ngaphansi kwezivunga wehluleka ukuthi kudefend abantu bakithi. Namhlanje izanu sisebenzisa njengamatishu ukuthi kuharasa abantu bakithi wayelisi abasincedi ngalutho. Ngabe umuntu wenza lokho ngabe ngoJonathan Mwene upro nguye umuntu wenza ngcono lapho kube bonke abantu bakithi abayekele ukuharasa abantu. Bonke abantu abayithusela abantu bakithi especially esasurviva igugurawundi please selake lihlale phansi alilancedo lingamathishu lisetshenziswa izanu ziyahlupheka lisebenzi lingabayanga especially emidlenzi lesathebeleleni. And ngibuyela futhi kuma-pocket parties if engahlangananga it's a disaster. UTsvangirai ngathi abantu abaningi ngazehlise kakho special kalabantu lapho basezengene lapho amaphathi asehlukene semaningi kakhulu and it's very unfortunate ukukhuluma labantu abasema-ofisini baba bonke abantu abafaka lapho basema-ofisini abakwazi ukuthi what is happening ku-ground right now bakuzero bonke akulekuthi abakwaziyo nabantu ababuya bekhuluma isilungu lapho abakwazi into yenzekela etholojo abakwazi into yenzakala elupane ukuthi bayenza yini i-research bebekwazi ukuthi izaphule abantu abangaki imtokazile abantu abangaki uTsvangirai ule abantu abangaki uTsvangirai uthetha ama-city akobulawa wathengisa athathwa izanu khona kakubona ukuthi angry angeke kuthiwa simelwe ephalamente simelwa ngumuntu ozangena 5 years lapha phezu kwesihlahla siyehlekuza ukuthi i-5 years iziphele baba kuthiwa simelwe ungabuza umbuzo okay.
Hayi, uyitshaye ekhaleni sibili, hayi siyabonga kakhulu.
Ya, okokugcina abantu be-Midlands, ema-Tableland, yilo bahlupheka wese But out right now for the past 36 years, the military is in a coil. Father, when I come back, we will be busy. My wife, what is the relevant to our kids? The military is in a coil, Baba.
Hi, Miss Wagala.
If I can sell an apande, could just a voter, she voted Luan. If you are in a parliament, she could, but Father, when I come back, 5 years, you try, it was no country. So MP, why Saba in a voice about Totua in Yama, Namapata MTC Labozan? My Saba Konoko, Gaba Pome, Pam Wabantua Bagit, high time, Simele is into everything for you. 10.2 more you pay like Sabin Bagi.
I guess Wagala is born in La Cool Babunko.
Yavonga, Bukunga Cool, who trusts medicine Melon, Kunga Cool, Wakun, Wakun, Gangan. Umphoko bemnanzelele uzohamba edobha abantu abangasobakithi laphana bevotele izano ezigabeni zakithi izakhamizi ezitholto zibe-serious laphana makuthatha ama-ID abantwana bebe bezo-checker futhi lapha kithi lalaba abantu bathi mele ngaphe South Africa waye bengabiza abantu beza ukuthi thini.
Hi, Sibongile Nkomo.
Thank you. Chris, we have a caller who has been holding for some time now. Mkoma Sekai Gombe Makadi. Aiwa tiriwa penyu tine urombo kuti mazombotora nguva nhare yambodonha asi chinofara kuti madzoka pachirongwa tipewo zvamuinazvo tina Dr. Ricky Mkonza vanove political analyst vanoongorora zvematongerwo enyika pamwe chete nava Dan Moyo vanovewo sachigaro weMDCT kudunhu reAmerica vari zvakare sachigaro weZimbabwe Diaspora Vote Campaign. Kana muine zvekuvabvunza varipo pachirongwa, asi taura henyu.
Itokwadi, ndinofara chaizvo nekuva pachirongwa cheStudio 7 cheLive Talk pazuva ranhasi. Ini ndiri mutungamiriri kana chairman weZimbabwe Political Victims Foundation Trust and re-survivor wePolitical Motivated Violence ndiri muZimbabwe. Sakani ndiri kufara chaizvo nechirongwa ichi. Inini pfungwa dzangu dziri pakuti sezvambotaurwa navamunzora zvekuti every Zimbabwean has the right to vote, sezvimwe zvezvinhu zvatakati zvinge zvichipinda mubumbiroidzwa remutemo. Saka naizvozvo ndinoti tine mavictims vakawanda chaizvo vari kunze kwenyika, mwari kuAmerica, mwari kuUnited Kingdom, mwari kuSouth Africa, mwari kuNamibia. Saka ndinoti inini zeti inofanira kuisa in place mamechanisms anoita kuti vamwe vedu vari ikoko vakwanise kunge vachivhota vari ikoko. Nekuti isusu zvinotirwadza chaizvo kuti vamwe vedu vakatiza muno munyika nekuda kwenyaya yekushungurudzwa vachienda kunze kwenyika, asi havasi kuzokwanisa kuvhota nenyaya yekuti zeki iri kuti vanhu ivangu vauye kuno. Ndezvimwe zvezvinhu izvozvo zviri kutishungurudza chaizvo. Chimwe zvakare chiri kutishungurudza ndechekuti isusu sesangano reZimbabwe Political Victims Foundation Trust tiri kufamba tichidzidzisa vanhu nezvenyaya yekodzero yekuvhota nezvekuvadzidzisa kuti vanhu vachavhota sei nezvebiometric voter registration. Asi mimwe chinhu chiri kutishungurudza inyaya yakataurwa nezeki yekuti kana munhu unoda kunyoresa kuvhota unofanira kuuya neproof of residence. Izvozvozvo zviri kuti kanganisa chaizvo nekuti rwadza nekuda kwekuti zvinodaro kuti inini ndinenge ndichizivikana kuti maybe ndiri munhu anotsigira bato pamwe reMDC kana kuti kwamaimujuru kana imwe webato zvaro risiri rezanu PF apa landlord wangu ari munhu wezanu PF haazokwanise kundipa tsamba yeproof of residence nekuti ndikwanise kunyoresa kuti ndinovhota. Izvozvozvo ndinoona zvichipikisana nezviri mubumbeidzwa remutemo rinotaura kuti every Zimbabwean has the right to vote. Saka zvaakundilimita inini kuti nditadze kunyoresa kunovhota nekuda kwekuti pamwe landlord wangu andinyima proof of residence. Saka ndinofanira kuti zeki adeedza mapato matatu ari ane mamembers of parliament kumusangano. Ndinokumbira vamonzora nevamwe vose vachaenda ikoko kuti vange vachitaura nezvenyaya iyoyo yekuti nyaya yeproof of residence inotikanganisa chaizvo nekuda kwekuti tichatadza kunyoresa kunovhota, because inini kana ndine chitupa changu chinotaura kuti ndiri muZimbabweni. Saka kumwe proof of residence kunda chitupa ndeipi saka ndoti chitupa ndochipanga ngoshandiswa chete kuti munhu akwanise kunyorosa kunovhota zvakare vheti ngairiite put in place kuti vamwe vedu vakashungurudzwa vari kunze kwenyika vakwanise kuvhotawo vari ikoko ndoo zvimwe zvandati regai nditaurewo pano pastudio 7 kuti zvinzi ikoko kuti isusu sesanga vemavictims revanhu vakaburirwa nezvematongero enyika tiri kushushikana chaizvo nekufambiswa kuri kuitwa nyaya yekuregesa kuvhota ende zviri kunonoka chaizvo maelections ari kudzari goro rinouya asi vanhu kuno kumamisha hatitomboziva kuti chinotombonzo b gr chacho chii ende zvichamboitwa sei saka zvinhu zviri kutishungurudza chaizvo sesangano revanhu vakashungurudzwa kuburidza nezvematongerwo enyika
aiwa maita basa zvikuru mukoma Gombe tinotenda zvikuru nekupinda muchirongwa asi handizive kuti pane zvamungataura here panyaya yekuti kana vari kunze vakanga vakundikana kuenda kunovhota zvii zvamungataura zvamunofunga zvinofanira kuitwa nokuti vamwe vari kuti kana zvisingaiti vanokwanisa ngavachingotsanzira vauye vanyorese imi munotiwo halo ndofunga nhare yavo inenge yadonha zvakare zvisinei ndogona kumboenda kuna Dr. Mukonza nenyaya yekunzi vamwe vari kukurudzira kuti kana nyaya yediaspora vhoti yakaramba vanokwanisa dzokai kumusha munyorese kuvhota mozodzoka zvakare kunovhota munguva yesarudzo gore rinouya muri kuonawo sei danho iroro
maita enyu akandemire ndopuka chatoda kuti nditange kutaura ndakateerera chaizvo vateereri vanga vachitaura vamwe vangomo navagombe zvandiratidza kuti nyika yedu ine matambudziko akakura akawanda anotoda kutoti vezvematongerwo nyika vari kutungamira vaise musoro pamwe chete vagadzirise mafambisirwo ezvematongerwo enyika yedu asi ndichiuya kumubvunzo wamandibvunza uyu hongu kana tichitoda kuti nyika yedu ishanduke tinofanira kunge takagadzirirawo kubhadhara mutengo unoenderana nekuti tiwane chinhu chakanaka seichocho chekuti nyika yedu ishanduke nemwe nzira vakandemire ndiri kuti sevana vezimbabwe kana tichitoda kuti shanduko iuye nekuvhota ngatitogadzirirai ngatitosevhai mari tigone kuenda kunoregista uyezve tigozogona kuenda kunovhota asi ndikutaura izvi ndichizivawo zvakare kuti zvakaoma vakandemire nekuti mudiaspora matirumu kune vamwe vasiri kukwanisa kuwana cheuviri zvakanaka-naka asi vari vana vezimbabwe vachidawo kupinda mune zvematongerwo enyika vachidawo kuvhota kuti vadecide utungamiri huchatonga nyika yavo vakaomerwa ndosaka ndatichiti pekutanga chakanyanya kunaka ndechekuti dai hurumende yezimbabwe iri hurumende yevanhu chaiyo chaiyo yakwanisa kuita kuti vanhu vagone kuvhotera vari kwavari ikoko sevana vezimbabwe vane kodzero yekuvhota nekuti vamwe vakaomerwa tingade hedu kuti vanhu vaende kuregista vagozoenda kunovhota asi vamwe vakaomerwa vamwewo ndevari kuna nauk vari kuna naunited states of america kunodhura kuuya zvekuti kuti titarisire kuti munhu angauye kuzoregista kekutanga odzokera ozouyazve kuzovhota odzokera hameno pane vachazvikwanisa asi vazhinji ndoona vachizvitadza
rambai henyu muri parunhare Dr. Mukonza Chris tatadzokera hedu kunyaya dzedu sezvematongerwo enyika ndiri kumbotarisawo mutambo pakati pezimbabwe neLesotho weCOSAFA Cup kana ndiri kunyatsoona zvakanaka semunhu anopfeka magirazi ndiri kuona kunge zimbabwe ine zvibodzwa zvitatu Lesotho ine chimwe chete kana pane pandaputsa vateereri nevari kuona ndigadzirisei tipe vasiri kukwanisa kuona mutambo uyu vanzwiwo zviri kubuda kumutambo iwe asi ndiri kuona kunga zimbabwe ine 3 Lesotho 1 gande
jonga kuhle lokhu sibili kuyabukeka nxa yi 3-1 mnumzana moyo nxa sikhangele konoko sokwenzakele kathesi okokuthi kukhanya akusoze kube lokuvota kwabantu abakudiaspora lina nje ikakhulu njengebandla labo abasendaweni ezinjengabo South Africa leBotswana liyabakhuthaza na ukuthi baye bhalise.
Ye, kusho ukuthi sikhuthaza ngayo yonke indlela, Mnumzana Gandhi. Abantu bakithi balesifiso esikhulu kabi esokuthi bakwazi ukuthi bakhethe umongameli le government ezobamela. I'm talking about abantu abenza ama sacrifice, you know, not even knowing ukuthi even banga sacrifice izimali zabo uma befika ngale. Ukhona omunye ofonile la ethi issue a proof of residence. Into enzima kakhulu le, you can imagine, okay, usukile South Africa ne wangena eZimbabwe ufuna ukuya register. You've been gone for 5 years. So kumele uproduce i-proof of residence. Wena uvele uhlale South Africa. Ayikho clear i-ZTC ukuthi khona lokhu kuzo-addresswa ngayiphi indlela. So there are a lot of things ezingekho clear. That's why ubona nje inera labo Douglas Munzura bematasatasa belwisana ne-ZTC, ne-ZTC every day ukuthi, you know what, sesikhathele nezinto lezi eziphuma ukwenziwa ama-half hazard. Khona manje even i-biometric voters roll le, yona le company yama-China i-Luxton abayikhethayo, kule document yalikwayo i-board meeting yabo bekhuluma ngokuthi uyazini la asazi lokuthi sizingeniseni la, ngoba i-election le i-credibility yakhona it's very hard to quantify, ngoba abantu bakhona be-ZTC izinto eziimportant ezifundakalayo like i-database ukuthi okay ngubani ozomonitor i-database le. Imishini yabo okwayo yikuthi-capture nje iya-capture i-information, ayisiyo device estore information.
Mnumzana Moyo, ngikubambe kancane kulo mlalelo esifuna ukumupha nje 1 minute, asazi isikhathi ukuthi sesingani sesiphelile, kodwa-ke sizeza ukuthi kuyahamba njani. Dube unjani?
Sikhona baba.
Ye, ungaphi kwejambezi?
Ye, Jambezi.
Hello. Ya, ungasiphi imbono yakho isikhathi sesidliwe ngumangoyo?
Hayi, lapha besitsho ukuthi ama-diasporians la phela, njengobana bengabantu beZimbabwe, kusobala ukuthi nxa bengasanikwanga ithuba phela lokuvota, kutho ukuthi imiphumela yokukhetho lolu iyabe ingaphelelanga, iyabe ingareflekti futhi i-true results zama-elections. I-international community ingabe ihle ikwenze ukuthi kungavumakali ukuthi luqalise ukhetho oluvele lukhanye ukuthi aluphutshile. Yikho ngigcina khonapho ba.
Hayi, sibongile kakhulu. Sibongile, ube lelanga elihle. Jonga.
Dr. Mkonza, nguva yedu yamhanya, mashoko enyu ekupedzisira amungataura pamusoro peurongwa uhwu kuvana vezimbabwe vari kunze?
Maisha enyu akandemire. Mashoko angu andingapedzisire nawo ndeyekuti vana vezimbabwe, kana tichitoda kutoti zvinhu zvitishandukire, tinofanira kuenda kunovhota. Ngatizamei nepese patinogona kuti chekutanga tirejiste. Hongu tinoziva kuti mutengo wacho unogona kunge wakakwirira wekuti tizviite, asi kana zvichikwanisika ngatizviitei nekuti zvakatinakira going forward. Chimwe chandinoda kuti nditaure ndechekuti
nguva yaita shanje. Dr. Mkonza,
maita henyu aiwa, regai ndigumire ipapa. Maita henyu akandemire, ndinotenda vateereri.
Okay, thank you so much, Dr. Ricky Mukonza. He is a political analyst in South Africa. We also had Mr. Dan Moyo of the Zimbabwe Diaspora for Vote Campaign, also the MDCT here in the United States. We briefly had Douglas Muonzora, the MDCT Secretary General. Thank you so much, and all the listeners. The name is Chris Gande. Good night.
And I'm Jonga Kandemire.